Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello!
Hello!
Hello, baby.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jammin' James Riley.
Here I come to save the day.
You're listening to Catchin' a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, our Good Times segment has a tune from a Carl Wilson album that's celebrating its 40th anniversary this year. And speaking of the Beach Boys, Beth Riley has a deep track from America's band, the Beach Boys, about Carl's brother, Brian, in her Surf's Up, Beth's Beach Boys break. Eddie Angel of Low Straitjackets, the Neanderthals, Planet Rockers, and his own solo material is in our Green Room segment talking about one of his fab solo projects. And we'll drop a coin in the Jammin' James jukebox to hear our selection of the week. Plus, we've got tunes from Little Kahuna, Domagoj Skara, The Atlantics, The Tridents, The Bell Furies, The Surfing Robbers, The Malibus, The Biarritz Boys, Thomas Lauderdale with Satan's Pilgrims, Obscurity or Bust, Wild Billy Childish and CTMF, and still there's more. Starting us off, they'll be at the Surf Guitar 101 Festival Weekender. This reverb-infused insanity is happening July 28th through the 30th at the Crystal Ballroom in the Golden Sales Hotel in Long Beach, California, with a killer lineup of artists as well as DJs, vendors, movies, food. Did I mention food? Yes. And still more. SurfGuitar101Festival.com has all of the info on tickets and lineup from their latest Speed of Dark album. It's Pollo Del Mar and San Quixote.
This is Craig Skelly from Little Kahuna, and you're listening to Jammin' James Riley on Catchin' a Wave.
¶¶
That's new from Little Kahuna. Necklace Guy is the name of that one from their latest project, Lost Oasis. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It's from a band that was formed by Scene Magazine editor Jim Gerard and Rich Rising. They were a local Ohio band in this particular city that's mentioned in the title of the song. It came out in 1978 on Scene Records. They took the name of the band from a popular theme park in the area that closed in 1969. The answer and the song coming up later. But right now, another fun collaboration between Pink Martini's Thomas Lauderdale and a band that will also be performing at Surf Guitar 101 Festival Weekender, Satan's Pilgrims. Ever wanted to hear a surf interpretation of Gershwin? Let's hear it now. Rhapsody in Blue.
Hey, this is Ted Pilgrim from Satan's Pilgrims, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with our buddy Jammin' James Riley.
Hey kids, it's John Zambetti from the Malibus, and you're listening to the Kahuna himself, Jammin' James Riley, on Catching a Wave, your soundtrack for the summertime.
More like one out of a million.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
And the beat goes on.
We'll be right back.
heat wave and going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard the Biarritz Boys and In Shame in the Brain from their latest project, Inside Clean Waves. The Malibus before that from their 2010 album, Queen's English. That was a tune, Do. And do keep listening now as it's time for our Good Time segment.
Let the sky open up and let the good times roll. Let the good times roll.
This segment definitely puts the good time in good time rock and roll. We got a tune from Carl Wilson from his 1983 album, Youngblood, on Caribou Records, celebrating its 40th anniversary. It was produced by the legendary Jeff Skunk Baxter. It was his second and final studio album. What a voice and what a legacy. Here's the tune, She's Mine. Carl Wilson from the album Youngblood, celebrating its 40th anniversary on our Good Time segment.
Thank you.
It's Domagoj Scary and the tune Rattler Heist from the new EP Whips of the Navajo. Obscurity or Bust before that. New Empty Junkyard from the project Kinda Dancing. Our Jam and James Jukebox Selection of the Week is coming up later, and it will likely get you kinda dancing as well. It's from a band that was formed by Scene magazine editor Jim Gerard and Rich Rising. They were a local Ohio band in this particular city that's mentioned in the name of the song. It came out in 1978 on Scene Records. They took their name from a popular theme park in the area that closed in 1969. The answer and the song coming up later, but right now it's time to hit the waves with my favorite DJ, Beth Riley.
Surf's up.
It's time for Surf's Up,
Beth's Beach Boys break.
Surf's Up, I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This song can be found on their 2013 box set, Made in California. It's an alternate mix of a song that was originally recorded for the album LA, or Light Album. It was written by Mike Love, who is also on lead vocals. Let's catch the party wave with Brian's Back. This has been Surf's Up, Best Beach Boys Break on Catching a Wave.
Teenage gambler sitting in a Rambler, listening to the radio. And then standing in the grandstand, following the game plan, watching life's plays unfold. You fell in love with a pretty cheerleader.
Never knew that he was gone.
Jam and James Riley.
It doesn't matter what your name is!
And you're tuned to Catch It A Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's just in your mind. We just heard the Surfing Robbers in the tune Serpiente from their latest project, Tropicalia. Up next, Wild Billy Childish and CTMF from the album Failure Not Success. This is Moon of the Popping Trees. Riley, and this is your Catch It A Wave Surf Report news from around the world. Available October 10th, 2023 from Simon & Schuster, a children's book titled The Beach Boys Present the ABCs of California. Join the Beach Boys, Brian, Mike, Al, Dennis, and Carl on a musical surfing adventure across sunny California, all while learning the ABCs through beautifully illustrated pages that both entertain and educate. The Rock Legends Cruise is February the 22nd through the 26th, 2024. It's sailing from Miami to Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic, on Independence of the Seas. Artists featured on the cruise include Sammy Hagar and The Circle, our buddy Billy F. Gibbons, The Immediate Family, Vanessa Collier, Robert John and The Wreck, and more. All of the info is at rocklegendscruise.com. This has been your Catch It A Wave news. Now back to the beach.
Goodbye to hanging heartbreak, rose and rain, Susie, sorrow, pull of pain, till the teardrops fade blue, cause Sally, sunshine, I love you. Before I met you, Sally, sunshine, I went with lots of girls, the kind that like to break your heart and tear down your dream world. But with you, I know that I'll never cry. So to the rest here, I say goodbye. Goodbye to Helen, heartbreak, rose of rain, Susie, sorrow, pull of pain, till the teardrops barely blue, cause Sally, sunshine, I love you. When I kissed you, Sally, sunshine, I knew you were the one.
sunshine, I love you. Sally sunshine, I love you.
Hello, this is Martin Cilia from the Atlantics, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
The Atlantics from their killer latest project, Still Making Waves, and the tune Kings Can Dream. New from the Bell Furies before that. Sounds so good to hear that on the air. Hey, great to hear something new from them. Title from their EP, Sally Sunshine. Hey, let's go hear from Eddie Angel in our Green Room segment.
Welcome to the Green Room. I'm Catching the Wave.
The Green Room is a chance to relax and hear from some interesting folks. I spoke with Eddie Angel several years back at his house in the Nashville, Tennessee area. We talked about so many topics, and one of them was this cool solo project called Eddie Angel Meets the Beatles. We'll hear the tune I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate from that album, and here's part of that conversation.
Of course, you had an album, Eddie Angel Meets the Beatles. It wasn't Beatles covers, but it was songs that they were doing pretty early on.
Right, and the idea was to pick out these songs that were in their repertoire, but they never recorded, and because to me, they had such impeccable taste for songs to do. You know, they're doing Arthur Alexander songs, you know, and girl group songs. They would just had a knack for picking out the best songs instead of doing the obvious ones, you know, instead of doing big hits like Blue Moon or something. I mean, they were a cover band, basically, and they were picking out these great obscure covers, R&B songs. That was the idea, and I learned a lot doing that record because I realized when they were in Hamburg and stuff, it was the height of the Twist era, you know, and they kind of like blew the Twist right out of the water and never came back. I know it's maybe stating the obvious, but I don't know. But they were doing like Twist and Shout, which we never thought of as a Twist song, but it was, you know.
Hi, this is Eddie Angel, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
Do it, shimmy, shimmy, do it, do it,
shimmy, do it, do it. Shimmy, shimmy, heading off east southwest. We're gonna go southbound. Do it. Everybody in the neighborhood now. Do it. Cause I can shimmy and I shimmy good now. Do it. Not late cause I'm up to date. And I can shimmy, yeah, like just a cake. Now do it, do it. Shimmy, shimmy, do it, do it. Shimmy, shimmy, do it, do it. Shimmy, shimmy, northwest, southeast. We're gonna go west now. Shimmy good now. I'm not a nigga, cause I'm a up to date. And I can shimmy, lights at the cave. Now do it, do it. Shimmy, shimmy, do it, do it. Shimmy, shimmy, do it, do it. Shimmy, 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 yeah. Lights at the cave. Now do it, do it. Shimmy, shimmy, do it, do it. Shimmy, shimmy, do it, do it. Shimmy, shimmy, do it.
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catch It A Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel like summer all year long. Time to find out what our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is. So let's drop a coin in the jukebox. This is from a band that was formed by Scene magazine editor Jim Gerard and Rich Rising. They were a local Cleveland, Ohio band. It came out in 1978 on Scene Records. They took their name from a popular theme park in the area that had closed in 1969 called Euclid Beach Park. Well, here's Euclid Beach Band and a song that became a local hit there, There's No Surf in Cleveland, on the Jam & James Jukebox.
Thank you. Hi, this is Dwayne Eddy.
Hi, this is Dick Dale.
Hey, now, this is Billy F. Gibbons.
Hi, this is Mike Love of the Beach Boys.
Hey, everybody, it's Michael Bacon from the Bacon Brothers.
And I'm Kevin Bacon, also from the Bacon Brothers.
Hi, I'm Nicole from the Surfer Jets.
I'm John Stamos.
Hello, I'm Hank Hill from TV's King of the Hill.
You're listening to Catching a Wave.
Catching a Wave.
Catching a Wave.
Catching a Wave.
With Jammin' James Riley.
Jammin' James Riley.
Our buddy, Jammin' James Riley. With James Riley right here. Have mercy.
I tell you what.
The Tridents and the title cut to their latest project, Fiat Panda Escape Sequence. Hey, next time you're surfing the web, say hello to us on social media. Our email is catchingawaveradio@gmail.com. Let us know your comments and requests. Always love to hear from you. Broadcasting from the heart of the historic Route 66 in Missouri to all over the world, I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.